Man's Hawk coming to you live. It's 8/21/2020. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's just going to keep going on and going on. And the attacks against Trump, the attacks against everybody coming strong, okay? And then all you see the stuff like Kobach, okay? Kobach, who just lost, now he's basically coming out and busting Trump, saying that, oh, yeah, he was for it, okay, for the private border wall. Anything to tag him, anything to put any glove at all on him, but I'm going to tell you what. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is not going to get better, not going to get good, not going to get all the stuff going to be hunky-dory till Lord Jesus comes back. And I wished he would come, you know. But then again, when I see him coming, it's going to be wild. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm going to believe what he has to say to us, you see. And I'm going to read you chapter 14 of John. Because therein lies the hope, the promise, the wonderment, the great things, the gifts that have been given to you. If you're with Jesus and he's with you, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if you look at that, and you look at the syntax of that particular sentence, the syntax, how it's arranged, the meanings, and all that kind of stuff, okay? All that kind of stuff right there. And it's just quite amazing to see when one looks at it, because it'll tell you something so profound. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. This is verse 11 of John 14. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And that tell you, the way that's set up, is that means the person who believeth on Jesus. Okay, you understand, that's the he. Because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? You better read King James Version, John chapter 14, and see what Lord Jesus has to say. You better reread it, because I'll tell you. Meanwhile, I'm having all kind of computer trouble, it seems like. Typical before the going on the air anymore, it seems. Because I'll tell you what, if you watch that Shadowgate of Millie Weaver, if you watched that and all of those things, and I was talking to somebody about the a good person about the, you know, the movie Snowden, how this was like the next level of it, and how deeply now they're into it. All these people that have taken the NSA's work, and now these corporations have gone and taken it, and they have access to all of the information in the cloud and all of the stuff, and that they have all of your bad stuff, your good stuff, all of your thoughts, and that they're actually working to the level. Listen to me. If you didn't look at that Shadowgate thing of Millie Weaver's, and that's probably been posted up on a whole lot of other sites. They took it off of YouTube and a lot of places when Millie was arrested, you know. But I'm telling you, that thing with the Tory and the other guy, Berkey, okay, and they gave you the names of all those corporations involved. It's just incredible. You know, Atlantic Council, also the Stanley, the Glenn Force, the Global Strategies Group, the Dynology, the CKMS, Analysis Corp, CGI Tech, ISI Group, IAA. So I'm going to tell you. One woman was the asset of allegedly of Brennan, the other one allegedly of General Jones. So now consequently, it is going to be something that you need the optimism, because this stuff that's going on is not the fake optimism of Sleepy Joe. And boy, didn't they have him on the right pharmaceuticals last night. They must have had a government, you know, study to find out what would be the best ones to put him on. So now, here we go. Coming up with the Republican stuff coming up in a week. And then we're told that the AI slays the top F-16 pilot in a dogfight simulation. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you don't have a person inside of the plane, then the plane that the computer is flying, the AI is flying, that computer is not going to get hurt or have any kind of a bad activity or bad outcome if it makes the plane do things that a human being could not do in terms of G-forces. But let me tell you what. Let's see how the AI goes against Lord Jesus. And let's see how the AI and Lucifer, who is running AI, let's see how he does with it. Because I'm going to tell you what, on the day when we've got two tropical storm systems coming into the Gulf of Mexico, they're probably going to hit on the same day, two hurricanes, apparently. Where do you think that comes from? That is weather warfare. That is what I've been trying to tell you about, all right? Trying to tell you about all of it. Brother Quayle's been telling you. Brother Quayle wrote a wonderful book. You ought to call Steve Quayle and see if you can get his weather warfare book. Weather wars and unnatural disasters by Steve Quayle. Call him up, 406-406-4840. And that is the key. Or you can go to stevequayle.com and get the weather warfare book. And read about it. Read and understand it. Now, I don't know what to tell you other than that there is so much confusion. But I don't think we've even begun to see what's going to happen. If you look here, cartels are now using explosive-packed drones in a new brand of warfare, all right? And then I'll tell you something that I've seen as another new brand of warfare. It's something that's quite interesting. If you listen to your television sets, And I've got newer ones, older ones. You know, I've got both kinds. I've got a flat screen, and I've got still one of the big honkers that still had great, great picture and sound and the whole bit. But one thing I've noticed, that on almost all of the shows, there is now a new, what I would call an enhanced background music or score going on in the background. But I'm telling you that it is not something soothing or wonderful, or not what I would say are the normal type of songs or sounds, or, you know, the percussions that they do. I'm telling you, this soundtrack is almost, to me, something that's taking on a life of its own, and therefore I think, and I've got to get with somebody who I know that can check into this for me, but I believe, and I just came to the conclusion, like this morning, and I was watching Ancient Aliens for a little bit, and the soundtrack was like, whoa. And I thought to myself, this soundtrack is got subliminals in it. It's masking a frequency. There's a carrier wave of the sound, but there's something else carrying across the carrier wave, because it's causing an effect, okay? It's causing an effect. And now here we've got it all. Zuckerberg, they've got him all lined up. Contingency plan in case Trump attempts to delegitimize election results. The kill switch. Do you believe this stuff? Do you think that there's going to be a chance that this stuff doesn't go down without a lot of gunplay at some point in time? Not ordered by Trump, but just because of what's going on. That it's just going to get out of control. Out of control. Microsoft plans a cloud contract push with foreign governments after a $10 billion Jedi win. Okay, so now Microsoft is going to get in bed with the foreign governments too after they get $10 billion for the cloud, you see, a new cloud. Well, I'm going to tell you what, this cloud is going to envelop you if you don't watch out. And I'm going to say, Brother Quayle said it years ago, get off of the boards, get off of the, you know, all the stuff, and get on your knees and pray. I would say it and go a little bit further now, because back then it was message boards and you know, all kind of places to go. But I would tell you, get off of this dadgum Facebook, if you can get off of it, and don't tell everybody what you're doing. Make them work for a living and at least pick up a telephone. Because when you talk on the phone, then somebody has to transcribe that, or they have to take the next step of transcribing it from the machine, which then somebody has to read. If you've got it on the Facebook, or you've got it in the print, so to speak, then they have a more readily available readout of what it is you're doing or saying. Oh, now, Hawkley, well, I'm going to tell you what. Everything you do is going up there. And that it all is parsed and analyzed by the AI, the artificial intelligence. These huge computers that are now going quantum, all right? They're so fast, you can't believe it. You remember when they had them a year or two ago and all of that, or a few years back, when Google, I think it was, said that they could tell you where you were going to be or what you were going to be doing on a certain day of the year. Or that they knew where you might, where you might be next year at this time. Or, they were talking about, you answer these questions and we know when you're going to die. When your death is going to be. And all of this kind of stuff, you see. Now, what's going on with Mexico and the Gulf of Mexico, all of this stuff is massive scalar warfare ongoing. If you look at some of the pictures of the fires, it's like it was last year again, too. It's like some of these things are like boom, kaboom, and then the plasma fire or the lightning comes down and starts up on the stuff. Let me take a look here real quick. Let me see what I've got on this. I want to look at Mimic right now while we're on the air. And Mimic is Tropic, T-R-O-P-I-C dot S-S-E-C dot W-I-S-C dot E-D-U. And when you get on there, it's Mimic-TPW-VER-2M, version 2M of the Mimic TPW. And I'm looking at the North American domain. There's a group up at the top. You may have to click and go to the layer. You want the TPW layer. You want the domain of whatever you want, North America or North Atlantic. And I am looking at this thing, and you cannot believe it. Looks like a game board of scalar of laser beams being shot across, or beams of energy coming out from the U.S., going towards China, other stuff coming into the U.S., stuff coming in from stuff coming into the U.S. from Alaska and from Russia. So that means the HAARP is being used probably against you right now, too. They're also, if you go into the North Atlantic domain, you're going to see, and I'm telling you, you ought to look at it, MIMIC-TPW, version 2M. But if I was to look at North Atlantic, let me see where these are coming out of here. Oh, yes, they're coming right out of Africa. Coming out of Africa, where the Red Chinese are headquartered up in a lot of places. And they're creating and generating these storms. They're creating the pathway and the channel for these storms. They're creating energy sinks to draw all this moisture in from the Gulf and from the Caribbean and the Atlantic into these two pops. Oh, now there's a big pop coming up out of the Antarctica, a white energy coming up through the Isthmus of Panama and through Cancun in that area and making a big hole to bring those storms right in there. Now, that, I think, is ancient alien energy being utilized. Ancient alien energy is Luciferian fallen angel energy. Take a look at it, but you can look at all of them. You can see this just as sure as you please. Tropic.ssec dot W-I-S-C dot E-D-U. And then play with the stuff on the top. Get your right stuff. You want the TPW layer. You want the 24-hour period, and it rolls and shows you. If you've never looked at it, go ahead and look at it now, because I'm going to tell you what. You're going to be amazed at what you see. Now, I don't know exactly what I'll tell you what, they're knocking me off my computer to a certain degree. I hope I'm on the air with you. I think I am. Think I'm on the air. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if they're doing this scalar warfare and China's doing it against us, Russia's doing it against us, and then you got the U.S. Lucies who are running all the stuff, the deep state against Trump. And I was going to talk to you about a little something else. Let's remind you what I told you about Barr, Attorney General William P. Barr, and how he was involved in covering up the Clinton stuff and the CIA's dirty laundry in Arkansas back in the day, all the drug running, the gun running to the Contras, all the cocaine coming and heroin and stuff flooding in the United States, and then the laundering of money through the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. and all of that stuff and all of the murders down in there. All the Clinton death count, he covered all of it up. Covered all of it up. You can read about it if you want. I've told you about this a dozen times, too. I even read it to you 2-3 times. I wish Sean Hannity would get the point. He had the guy on the other night, didn't he? All right. Had him on the other night, but he never got it, never completely gets it. He thinks it's all going to happen, and Bull Durham's going to do this. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reed, R-E-E-D, and John Cummings. It's a spy book, S-P-I book, and it was done. You still can probably get a copy of this used. It was done in 1994 by Terry Reed and John Cummings. And I'm going to tell you, he tells you right in there about Barr and how he goes to this meeting. Terry Reed and all these people go to the meeting at the bunker there in Little Rock. And there's William B. Barr under another name. I've told you that name in the past. And you can go look it up for yourself if you can find it. But in that thing, he basically shut down all the entire operations that the Clinton had going. And I told you when he got appointed as Trump's AG that he would not investigate all of it and bring it all out and burn the CIA and burn all the people, Brennan, Comey, Hillary, all of that stuff, Strzok, Page, all of them. I said, what he would do is he would slow walk it, and he would wait to see what happened, and then maybe if he had to, if there was enough pressure on him, that he would do a limited hangout, meaning he would put out a few low-level people and burn them and charge them. But what he got from this deal is they got the COVID gift. So he could then say to Sean Hannity, well, we're not necessarily bound by the election, you know. But he'd already said to the people in Congress, you haven't seen me indict anybody, have you? When they were giving him so much trouble. So he indicted the low-level lawyer of the FBI, which is still should be a felony, okay, for changing documents for the FISA court. But that's so low level. All of this information about who did what to whom, all of it was done and heard about in hearings. Jarrett's book from Fox News, John Solomon, Sarah Carter, Hannity, you know, all the different, the coach from Ohio, you know, the congressman, all the different people, Meadows, all of them, knew about all of this stuff. It was all out on the air over a year ago. And then he appoints bullcrap Bull Durham, you know, and Bull Durham is, oh, he's a very thorough man, very, and we're not bound by that. Well, let me tell you what. If Trump don't win, you'll never hear another blooming frickin' thing about it. Ever. And then you're going to go into their night, they're going to come for your guns, they're going to destroy you. They're going to try to take away your freedom of speech, your right to the going to church. They've already done that. Can't go to church in California, New York, or hardly anywhere. Most of the states, you can't even go to church. COVID, COVID, COVID. And now they're going to get ready to probably release a new one that'll be more deadly right now. It'll be deadly. Or it will start to kill more people. So this thing is going to be torn up, destroyed, and all of that. And what a shame. What a shame. And the people, I'm going to tell you, Barr could have charged these people, had them charge and indict people. Strzok, Page, Orr, Nellie Orr, this little lawyer, Kleinsmith, Kleins, you know, whatever. He could have charged Comey. Comey leaked to the New York Times. They still could have charged Hillary. She's the one invested the money to do the Steele dossier. They now have, coming out of the meeting where Sandra Yates, they had her and Rob Rosen up on the stand, and they said, well, we sure wouldn't sign off anything now. He let Rosen up. He let Yates up. Who did that? Well, our little friend from South Carolina, Mr. Lighten the Lopers, you know, supposedly on Trump's side, you know, the Air Force, you know, JAG type. Jig Jagger, you know? Lindsay. And old Trey Gowdy's got him a big new deal now. He didn't do Jack Dooley squat either. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when they have all this AI crap like the Shadowgate, then they've got everything on you. I'm going to tell you what, just be ready to experience all the bad stuff. But I'm going to tell you, no matter where you are, what you did, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he will wash you clean of your sin if you repent and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Now, all kind of stuff are going on, ain't there? Judge Celente is saying that markets are about to implode and the crime rate spiked to the moon. Quite interesting, isn't it? Quite interesting, completely weird stuff. I would tell you this. I'm looking at Alex Jones right now just to see what he's got up here. And I think you might see a scenario where a lot of people are going to vote for Trump, but then they're going to bring in all of these ballots that have been harvested. All of these ballots. And meanwhile, they're releasing GMO mosquitoes in Florida and Texas. Remember how they were doing that to kill the Zika or whatever? Oh, it's a United Kingdom-based company hired by the EPA. GMO mosquitoes. That means they genetically modified them to do something. Are they going to be the new tsetse flies that give you the bad stuff? That give you malaria? Oh, or give you some kind of new Ebola or some kind of new flu or whatever it is? And I'm going to tell you what, you better go to Mexico or go to Canada or go to somewhere or find a doctor. You can maybe find one up in certain areas, maybe in the Dakotas, maybe in Nebraska. Find a state where you can get it and have them prescribe you a prophylactic dose, a preventative dose of hydroxychloroquine, a Z-Pak, and make sure you get, you know, some good zinc out of the vitamin store, all right? New York City, all these different cities, Fifth Avenue totally boarded up. I mean, all the big stores. You know, Como Chameleon, old Como, he's the one that put all the, killed all the people in the nursing homes, put them back in the nursing home from in the hospitals, when at the same time Trump had provided them with about 15 field hospitals and the giant ship, and they never took anybody and put them in there. They put them back in to kill them. And now they're still doing it. And then I can recall that certain places in the And the upstate New York and the smaller towns and burgs and all that stuff all the way up to the northern border and all of that, that they were telling those poor people they had no masks, no gowns to speak of. They had no ventilators, had none of it. And then when people complained, they would send them, you know, Tic Tacs and a little hand sanitizer or some crap, you know? And they were being told, you know, Cuomo's henchmen would tell people, well, we want you to do the herd mentality to get the herd, immunity. And then we're going to use you as plasmas, you know, anaplasma hosts. In other words, get your blood after you've, your people died and the ones that came out of it would have antibodies, and we're going to harvest your antibodies, milk cow your northern New Yorkers and stuff, and give it to your betters on, you know, the Upper East Side and the West Side, you know, and in Soho, all right? So I'm going to tell you, this bar could have put a stop to half of this shenanigans and crap. And it's his deal. If they would have brought out fully what they knew last year, with Greg Jarrett, John Solomon, Sarah Carter, Hannity, Jim Jordan, all those people knew and had it down to rights. We were discussing it. It was in every paper. It was on the TV shows. It was all over the place. Being spread out, we knew the players, they were starting to interview them, they were going into Congress, they were being discussed and talked about, we had the meetings, now we got the meeting and they have confirmed to Sally Yates, who complained that they were doing it. You have Obama and Biden and Comey and all of these people, Susan Rice, and all of them in meetings plotting to overthrow or attempt to overthrow the election of the United States, and to either prevent Trump from getting in, or when he got in, because Hillary was supposed to be a deadlock winner, right? So they didn't have to worry about it. She was going to do all the stuff they wanted. Take your guns. Go totally lefty. Go and meet up with the commies in China and Russia. Get it all set. Lower the military, you know, spending, all the stuff. And start to go a total socialist nightmare. And I'm going to say this. Barr could have prevented all the crap that's going on right now, because if he had started indicting people back last year, when it all came out and cleaned house, you would not have the crap that went on this year in terms of all of the stupid stuff. And you would not have the defunding the police. You would not have a karma chameleon, most leftist senator in the Senate. With Nancy Pelosi on deck for the number three spot, all right? They don't like Karma Chameleon if Joe, to get him off the wrong pharmaceuticals, you know. Big Pharma takes him off what he's on now or last night. And what you got now is you got BLM on big streets where, you know, homes and stuff, suburban areas saying, wake up, make up, we're here to take your house, all right? Hundreds of them. You want to see torch lights? Well, I'm going to tell you what. The time is just about here. It's just about now. Don't go into anybody's Luciferian knife without a fight, let me tell you. And if you don't have any training and you don't have the ability to do it, then find somebody, a veteran or somebody, or just an old boxer or wrestler or somebody from your high school or your college or whatever who knew how to put their dukes up and to kick somebody. Find somebody who knows some martial arts and have them teach you basic moves. I'm going to tell you what, I saw a woman do a one move on a 350-pound man who was laughing at her having taken martial arts in a bar, and she just went into like a sort of like a horse stance, you know, sort of just feet spread and hands not really doing anything, and she did the one move. She did a one move, hit him right square on the collarbone, and dropped this guy down to his knees. He couldn't believe it. He was laying on the floor. So I'm going to tell you, I remember Bob Spear, the Special Forces veteran, who had had a lot of combat injuries, and he took up, needed a cane himself, he took up cane fighting, teaching people how to fight with a cane. He taught a lot of old people, let me tell you. You go look online and look up for cane fighting. If you're a senior citizen out there, you don't have good balance and that kind of stuff, you got a hurricane or whatever, go up and look at cane fighting and fighting canes and look up that on a search engine and start to see what you can get. And you can get videotapes and stuff that will tell you how to use your cane to protect yourself and to be a victor instead of a victim. These cities are going to empty out, empty out, empty out. But I'm worried that Trump could lose this thing. And even if he wins it, I'm worried that the delayed votes will come in. And then they'll say, Trump didn't win it. All right? And then we go to the Supreme Court again, and then they got Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Red Chinese Commandos, and the Spetsnaz. And everybody starts to go hog wild, and then I'm going to tell you what. When the shooting starts, when the blood starts to roll, it ain't going to quit till Lord Jesus comes back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just amazing. Now, if you've seen on the internet, there are home recipes for hydroxychloroquine. Now, I have looked at it myself just on the off chance that I might have to use that. I don't advocate anybody to do that. I might look at it, but I'm not telling you to do it at all. As a matter of fact, don't look up for the home recipe. Don't look that up for hydroxychloroquine. Just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? I told you not to do it. Don't do it. Go to see your doctor. Go to see your doctor or go to another state and see a doctor. Or maybe you could just go to Mexico or Canada, you know? Whatever. Now, I don't know. I don't know exactly what we're going to see and when. I know what we're going to see because Lord Jesus told us about it. Wars, rumors of wars. Nations shall rise against nation. Famines, that means multiple famines. Pestilences means multiple pestilences. And earthquakes in diverse places. I gave you last night the RSOE emergency site where they show you in near real time the maps of the world and what's going on. I've told you about the, you know, mimic to where you can watch the scalar warfare. And oh, I tell you what. There's going to be a reckoning here pretty quick. Now, in terms of what I see coming, I do see civil war, and I'm starting to hear that. Got a report out of California in one area, in the desert area. It's not on fire currently, and I want to have the Lord Jesus to I want to pray, Lord Jesus, go to all of the people who are under the gun in California and Oregon and Washington State and Nevada and Colorado with all of these fires. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to them and assist them in their time of need. And Lord, if it be thy will you provide gentle rains that will put these fires out. Gentle rains, Lord Jesus, to put the fires out and to strike blows, Lord Jesus. Or if it need be, to have your mighty men and women of valor strike a hard enough blow against the Red Chinese and the Russians that are pouring this stuff out. And if it be also of those in the high slots, the high loosies of the U.S., doing it using the Alaskan thing, the harp, or using, you know, another one of the 72 atmospheric heaters, Tesla cannons, whatever you want to call them. Ionospheric billiard balls, you know, bouncing bank shots off the ionosphere. If you would handle those, Lord Jesus, and have them to strike the blows against the offenders and calm this stuff on this planet down. But yet I know, Lord, that you've already told us that all of this is going to come to pass. But the end is not yet, because you said in Matthew 24, all of these are just the beginning of sorrows. Then the real stuff is going to come. If you haven't read Matthew 24, Luke 21, then do it again tonight and read them to your children. Read it for emphasis and understanding. And kids, if your parents don't read the Bible, you read it to them tonight. And you better get some more food. You better get some more ammunition. If you can still get body armor, and you still have availability to get body armor, I would tell you to do it. Now, you can get that at the Sportsman's Guide. You can get it at Sportsman's Guide. Let's see where we got it right here. I'm going to open it right up. I'm going to tell you what it's at. Sportsman'sGuide.com. You would click on the military surplus. And then from military surplus, you go down to military tactical gear. And let's see what they got up here tonight. I'm going to tell you about it because I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you prepared. The Lord Jesus told me to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant about what's coming and how they might prepare. So in the military tactical gear at sportsmansguide.com, here's a plate carrier vest with two level 3A soft body armor panels. $169.99. 3A soft body armor panels, shooter's cut. You can get that if you've already got a vest that holds a panel. Here's a 3A soft body armor panel for $89.99 for the panel. You got Rapid Dominance hard knuckle gloves. You got all this stuff. VISM by NC Star, you know. Plate carriers and vests and all these things. Armor Express Level 2 backpack. Soft insert for a backpack. You can get your kid's backpack and put a body armor insert in it so that they don't shoot them from the back. Okay? Go up there and look at that because there's a lot of different ones for you. A lot of level 3A. When I first started telling you about this site, there was a lot of level 4 still on it. Level 4 vest would stop a 308, you know, or 30-06, you know. The level 3A will do a pretty good job, and it will stop quite a bit. It won't stop the bigger calibers now, but you need to get something if you can. And there's just stupid things to get, like that you could get if you're going to need it and you're going to have to defend your home. You might need some sandbags and sand. But if you can't get anything else, you can always put up an earthen berm, you know. Here's a Bluestone Safety Level 3A Professional Full Wrap Bullet Protection Vest. That's a good one, $575.99. I'm looking at all this stuff, looking at all of it, because it's right there for you. You can also still get Kevlar helmets. You can get an Italian, what they call a September 2 helmet in Italy. It's a Kevlar. It's like our PASGAT or older PASGAT helmets. And you can get one of those for about $79, $80, something like that. And you can also get a Brit UK military surplus MK6 ballistic helmet. All right. $79.99 or Buyers Club $71.99 for Italian military surplus September 2 helmet with Kevlar used. You might want to get one of those. If you can't get one of those, or if you can't get the British military ballistic, then you might as well at least try to get an old steel pot. Go to any surplus store. Probably still got some steel pots and inserts, you know, fiberglass helmets from Vietnam or from World War II. But you get something that you could, you know, maybe shed some kind of a round, you know. Very serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. Ammunition, if you can get it locally, then by all means do so. All right? Get any kind of gear that will help you carry your ammo. And I like Sportsman's Guide because they will tell you whether it's in stock and they ship quick and they've been around for years. You can also get from them any of the boots, shoes, you know. You can get all the camping kind of gear. You can get some of the food items. Water storage items. All the different things. They're a good resource. Another good resource that people don't talk about so much anymore. Nitro Pack. Nitro-Pack. And then you got Emergency Essentials. You got all kind of different people. So I'm telling you, if you can't do anything else, you better keep Antifa and them people from being able to get up close enough to touch firebombs to your house. When I saw about a 300 deal in midday in a nice suburban area, and I'm not talking about giant mansion homes or anything. I'm talking about just nice 3-4-bedroom suburban split levels, ranches, that kind of stuff. Right down the street from a main shopping center area, the grocery store, the McDonald's, gas station, the hardware stores, the, you know, hairdo shops, the car dealership or the car repair shop and all of that kind of stuff and the movie theaters. And they were right down there and they were not more than 15 feet from somebody's house on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. Now, I'll tell you what. Crazy Horse, you keep giving me a lot of good places to go, but I can't necessarily advocate all those on the air. But I can tell you what. Be prepared to defend your property, defend your family against all comers, you see. Just incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, keep him striking blows against the Lucys and doing the very best I can to help you in this time. So anything is most needed and welcome. FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, silver ounce, silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter, whatever it is. a few bucks in an envelope, whatever it might be, is the easiest for me now. But money order, properly filled out, check, just as good. Send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. God bless you all out there. All the people, the Mars Hill Gang, Big Mac, all the people down there on the Warren Soul Drive, the North Dallas folks, all the good people, Ohio, Western Kansas, the Michigan, the old Maine Maniacs up there, and there's some good ones. 7826, how you doing up there? And all the ones that moved down to Massachusetts and moved back, and I don't know where they're living now. I hope they're up there. But did you see the governor, the ignorant governor of Maine? He's got the servers in the restaurants with the dog collar cones, you know, those big plastic cones around their necks. The waiters and waitresses have to have those around their neck, those dog cone things to protect them, you know. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. It's no wonder that the economy hasn't completely gone back to normal, because there are so many of these people who are trying to get rid of Trump and all the Republicans. I'll tell you what, all these people on TV, when all of a sudden, I hope you get to understanding, when they start to give about a 60, 70% tax on your $5 million a year, when at Trump's world, it's only about 30, 28 to 30%. All right? 25, whatever it is. I just hope you see all of that, all these people on the TV. They're going to say, well, are you? You know? But I'll tell you what, it's going to come to a time when you render under God what is God's, you render under Jesus what is Jesus, but you do not render, you know, anything to anybody else. Render under Caesar what is Caesar's? Yeah, I suppose so. But I'm going to tell you what, if they destroy your church, they destroy your family, they come to take your guns, they come to take your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, your freedom of assembly peacefully, to peacefully redress, petition for redress of grievances from the government, not to burn down the courthouse, not to torch the police station, not to start trying to kill people, execute people in the street who you pulled out of a car or truck. I'm going to tell you what, at some point in time, you're going to get the wrong one. Somebody's going to let fly. Ba, 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 ba. Somebody's going to let fly. I'm not advocating. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen. And at that point in time, then they're going to be screaming and crying. I would that it was that you might have, from the very beginning, cleaned the streets off, like in Portland and Seattle, New York, Chicago, when they first started the riots. If you're going to protest, then let them protest, but you also don't get to block. You don't get to block the main thoroughfares. You don't get to block the interstates or the expressways or the freeways. You start doing that, then the game is over. All right? Don't consider yourself that all this is going to be normal again. The normalcy bias will kill you. Lord Jesus said, my people will perish for lack of knowledge. My people will perish. Not the Lucys. Not the Lucys. No, no. Because they're in the know. They've got all the stuff. And you see Biden's thing about come out of the darkness into the light. Well, his light, which he told you last night to go to Mendez, The go to Mendez head is right there in the D on the Democrat. D20, it was right there, the go to Mendez. They're doing Lucifer the Lightbringer. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. I gave the wrong phone number for Steve a little while ago. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. SteveQuayle.com. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. And I'm going to tell you what, you better sign up for the streaming of The Final Warning. Hopefully we're not in it already, but I would sure check to get it ready for The Final Warning. Brace for Impact, live streaming event, October 16th and 17th. Brother Quayle, Tom Horn, Gerald Celente, Greg Hunter, Brandon Smith, Dave Hodges, Mike Adams, Robert McGinnis, Lisa Haven, Daniel Holdings, and more. He also has his Cascadia as the big one. You might want to get that and get a DVD of that. But I'm telling you, the books, when the computers are all gone, you're going to want the books, all right? You're going to want the books so that your children and grandchildren can understand why it is they're in a situation where they're fighting for their lives every day and how the Luciferians came on them and came and tried to take it all away and how they've got to hold on and stay in the game against evil and hold on till the Lord Jesus comes back. You've got locusts still eating stuff all over the world. You got all the crops got destroyed in the Midwest here and now in China. All of that. But don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Mighty men and women battle to strike blows against the enemy. Mandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Labua, Mickey, you stay on the optics. Keep your ear out, General. Rico, Thomas, may the Lord just protect against all me. Help your parents, protect your family. What? Buy some food tonight, ladies and gentlemen. More cans of cooking soup, more ammo, more preparedness for war.